Hello, I'm Dave Hughes from Worldwide Technology, and welcome today to the latest episode of WWT's Tech 17 podcast series. Our Tech 17 series brings together subject matter experts from WWT, our partners, and our customers to discuss important topics on today's IT landscape. So today, we're going to have a really interesting discussion on the idea of adoption services and their part that companies face when dealing with adoption services in terms of lifecycle engagement and lifecycle services. So joining us today will be three subject matter experts, all from WWT, from our lifecycle services group, Sean McDonald, who is a practice manager in lifecycle engagement, Laura Winkler, engagement specialist in lifecycle services, and Mike Heyman in adoption services. Mike is an adoption consultant. So Sean, Laura, and Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Dave.
Great. Glad you could join us. So, guys, I just want to kind of start things off and have a little kind of get your initial thoughts on adoption services. And I guess my first question would be, and I'll throw this out to all of you, why is adoption important to the success of a customer initiative? Sean, maybe you first.
I think that adoption services really plays a role in ensuring that the customer understands fully the features of the technology that we're ultimately delivering to them. We've seen so many times that a customer receives something, and whether that is a physical piece of hardware or it's a piece of software, they look at it and they say, okay, this is incredibly complex. This is something that I'm going to have to kind of self-initiate and learn. And if I do that, how do I allocate the bandwidth necessary to make sure that this is successful? And I think that from an adoption services perspective, what we have tried to do is put together a program for our customers that takes them through a process and really ensures that from the initiation of that purchase all the way through the life cycle of the product and when they're ready to retire it, they have a plan in place that's going to help them with that consumption and those efforts.
Yeah, and one thing I would add to that too is realizing an ROI. And we see this a lot on the collaboration side. When you think about things like WebEx or video endpoints, a lot of times these types of products are purchased with a return on investment in mind, whether that be reduction of travel or a variety of other things. So driving the adoption of those technologies and getting the user base to use them and see the value in them will ultimately get the customer to that ROI they're ultimately achieving.
And I think just to kind of piggyback on top of those two items, you know, ultimately what we're trying to do is ensure that the users are satisfied, right? Because if the users aren't consuming this technology, it's going to go untouched. And therefore, to Mike's point, you know, the ROI isn't going to be recognized. So really just making the users feel comfortable and confident in the technology that's sitting in front of them and encourage them that, you know, it's been purchased to enhance their experience and make their jobs easier day to day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that certainly makes sense. And I think just to maybe delve a little deeper on that, guys, I guess, so you get into a situation when a company or an organization does have a specific new technology that they're trying to either deploy or consume. So how does adoption services approach such a customer challenge?
So we have put together a pretty specific methodology that we've employed with multiple different customers out there. And this methodology really starts with us workshopping with the customer. So it's important that we understand what a customer's roadmap looks like. And this vision workshop, as we call it, really sets the table for us to understand exactly why they purchased the products and how they want to consume them throughout that life cycle of the product itself. And once we establish the guidelines for this is how we envision ourselves interacting with this new piece of technology, we can really start to implement different resources and different milestones with that customer to make sure that they're staying on course with what they originally envisioned for the product itself.
And I think to just speak a little more in depth about part of the methodology, Sean, is, you know, one of the things that I think our group is so unique to is that we really embrace ourselves into the customer environment. We learn that environment as if the users, as a user in that particular organization. And we want to know everything about it. What's that user going to experience? How are they going to use this technology? What are the different use cases that they're going to experience throughout that life of that contract or that piece of software or hardware? And kind of the interesting thing that we do with that information that we learn is we build custom content based on what that looks like. We want that user to have something in hand or take a look at a video or some sort of information that they're going to be able to refer back to and say, oh yes, that's exactly what I remember and that's exactly how this is working. So not only is the custom content, you know, great to have as a reference, but it's really based on what their experience is going to look like. It's not something that you just pull off of the shelf and hand over. It is really geared towards those specific use cases.
Yeah, I would agree that the customization is a large value for our customers, because if you think of an example like a WebEx or any sort of technology for that matter, different companies deploy it in different ways and have different use cases. So that workshop at the beginning of our methodology is key critical, because to Sean's point, it is going to assist us in understanding what their goals and what their roadmap is, but we're also going to uncover challenges and what their barriers are to change while we're in there. And we take all that information into account. We build these customized training plans. And outside of what we do from a training perspective, we also have the whole power and resources of Worldwide behind us. So we can utilize the ATC if we need to help them fix some of these challenges that they have. So we are primarily focused on helping them adopt, but we have all types of resources within Worldwide at our disposal to help.
Okay. No, that's great stuff, guys. So we've kind of talked a little bit more specific overview and kind of big picture about what happens, you know, with adoption services and what companies and organizations might be looking for. But could you kind of give our listeners maybe one or two examples of companies or user groups that you guys have worked with and, you know, some of the examples of some of the outcomes that you've seen through some of these adoption efforts?
So one that comes to my mind specifically that we have learned very quickly that need a lot of attention are executive admins. They are using this technology in a multitude of different ways. Maybe they're going to be launching the meeting. Perhaps they're scheduling on behalf of someone else. They're managing multiple calendars, multiple WebEx accounts. And so we have found that really giving them that white glove service is sometimes exactly what they need in order to feel confident in using it. Oftentimes, I think we forget about them because they're supporting the executives and they're kind of behind the scenes. But at the end of the day, they're really on the forefront, because if something does go wrong, they really do need to know everything, right, from beginning to end of how to utilize what's in front of them today.
Yeah, and to add some more to that, there was a specific project that I believe Laura really has in mind. We were working with a customer of ours, and we discovered through that project that those executive admins were having extreme challenges to basically everything Laura was mentioning. So to have a specific answer to your question, what we did with those individuals was we ultimately put together a 4-hour training session built directly for them. It was more of kind of an interactive workshop and allow them to utilize the product and air out their questions and have an expert there with them to assist them through. So we brought them on site to Worldwide. Booked a room, had them in there for the entire day, gave them that white glove service Laura's talking about, and on top of that, built some training collateral specifically for them, specifically for their use case, so they could always refer back to that after our training was complete.
And I can think about an example where I'm still kind of profusely apologizing to our ATC team, because it just so happened we had a customer who put in a request just before Thanksgiving, and they said, can you learn our environment and really shape exactly the way that we have it structured so that we can go out and apply trainings and utilize that very lab to be able to instruct individuals on how to interface with their system. And this was a call manager installation that also had an attendant console. And that attendant console wasn't a traditional one that we generally see with a lot of Cisco deployments. Because of that, we had to go out, get access to that piece of software, install it in our ATC, and keep in mind this is all during the Thanksgiving holiday, and also our team had to train themselves on exactly how this interface worked and how the customer wanted to see this interaction between the attendant console and their phone system. Once we knew and understood that, we could then utilize the system that we just built within our lab to go out and instruct the individuals at each of these locations on the specifics of how they're going to interact and utilize this on an ongoing basis. So I think differentiators like that, like the access to the HTC and all the engineering power, plus the willingness that these teams have to go kind of above and beyond for our customers, have really resulted in some great outcomes.
Okay. All right, thanks, guys. And just for our listeners, just when we refer to the ATC, that would be the Advanced Technology Center here at Worldwide Technology. So, so guys, I think those are some, you know, some great thoughts and some great conversation on kind of where adoption services maybe was, where it is now, and you know, we talked about some of the specific examples that you all have worked with. So. To kind of wrap things up, maybe I could just kind of, you know, go around the group. And I know in the IT marketplace, in the IT sector, it's always a dangerous thing to try to predict. But if you could just kind of give me your thoughts on what do you think would be the biggest one or two challenges, I think, moving forward in adoption services, I think both in two areas. One that organizations and user groups, I think, will have to deal with moving forward. And I think from your all's perspective in terms of providing solutions in that area moving forward.
So I can speak to the solutions part. I think one of the challenges that we're going to continue to face is, you know, because we are so customized in what we do today, how do we scale, right? How do we have a team that can support multiple customers over a period of time, build them those custom documents or videos or mobile applications that are ultimately out there for their consumption, as well as interactive training, right? We want to make sure that, you know, each customer gets the level of attention that they deserve. And I think that as the excitement grows around adoption, you know, we just have to make sure that we can support our customers. And I think that the willingness of this team and the excitement around what we're doing is really, really great. And I don't think there's going to be any lack of effort. I think it's just going to continue to force our team to grow and think innovatively as we do continue to engage with these customers.
Yes, I would say that in terms of challenges that we're going to face as we move forward, it is something where we have to be in kind of constant evolution state. As Laura mentioned, being able to scale to our customer demands just really requires us to be as cutting edge as possible and really as innovative as possible. The good thing that we have going for us is that we do have the power of the ATC and having the tools directly at our hands and the subject matter experts available to us that can help us through the instruction process, I think is one of the key differentiators that we can bring to the table. The other thing is that we now have the capability to go even further in terms of the media solutions that we're creating for our customers, creating things like interactive trainings and videos that ultimately can supplement what we do in terms of on-site trainings or marketing efforts are ways that we'll be able to apply scale, I think, as we move forward into the future.
And one thing that I think of that comes to my mind is, you know, as companies grow and the ability to find quality talent becomes tougher and tougher, more companies are opening up to the idea of the remote worker. They're opening their talent pool and they're finding individuals that aren't necessarily in their home state and they can start working remote, where now adoption of these collaboration technologies becomes much more important. And I think a challenge that a lot of customers are going to have or companies are going to have is not being able to uncover the barriers to change that their end users are going to have. That's one of the largest things that we in adoption services try to uncover in our workshops. We want to include the end users because that's our area of focus, right? We want to understand what are your challenges? What are your barriers to change? And without the methodology we've put together, it's challenging to understand what those problems are and then therefore put together a training plan to fix those issues.
Okay.
And I think to tie onto that, Mike, you know, something I think we're always going to experience is that group of individuals who just doesn't adapt well to change, right? Sometimes that's really hard for people, and what they're doing today is working just fine. So So why change? And I think that's just going to come regardless of what the situation is. But hopefully, you know, as people start to really see these things evolve and these technologies enhancing their experiences and allowing for relationship building remotely, are really going to kind of encourage them to embrace the change and go ahead and accept it and adopt it a little bit quicker.
Okay. Well, thanks, everyone. And yes, I would definitely agree. It's a very important topic, you know, especially moving forward. And speaking from personal experience, it's sometimes not easy to adapt to change and new things, both in kind of the IT space, both from a work and from a personal standpoint. So companies spend a lot of time and make big investments into new technology. So the idea of adoption services, I think, moving forward is just going to continue to be critical. So that wraps up this episode of Tech 17, and I want to thank again Mike, Laura, and Sean for joining us and providing their insight and expertise on this important topic. So guys, thanks for joining us today.
Sure, thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, David.
Great. And for our listeners, thanks for joining us, and please listen to our other Tech 17 episodes in the Tech 17 Worldwide Technology Podcast channel, and be sure to subscribe to our other podcast channel, Tech 37. You can subscribe through iTunes or other podcast platforms. They are free, and join us for this episode, and you can also listen to past episodes. And on the first and third Mondays of each month, there will be new episodes posted on our Tech 17 channel. Thanks for joining us today.